Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Managing Director Dr. David Gruber sits down with Managing Director Jay Burkett from our healthcare industry group to discuss payment reform risk management and the skills needed for success in a value-based environment.
Thanks, Jay, for joining us today to discuss payment reform risk management. Jay, you're a highly experienced chief financial officer. What are the primary operational challenges facing hospitals and health systems today?
You know, cost is always at the top of the list, so the cost of care closely aligned with, you know, efficiency. So how efficient clinicians be with an ever-changing case mix, you know, so we all know that there's a shifting from inpatient volumes to outpatient services. And, you know, there's a lot of operational challenges that come with that pivot, if you will.
And what about payment reform? How has that impacted hospitals and health systems?
Yeah, so it's made an already difficult job extremely difficult. And what do I mean by that? You know, I think from, you know, my crystal ball, which is as good as probably anyone else's and more importantly as poor as anyone else's, just think about some of the things that have happened, you know, with the recent change in our administration. I think while the trend for value-based reimbursement will continue, I think maybe getting there a different way, and what do I mean by that? My, analogy is that CMS seems to be taking a trial-and-error approach. They're trying certain things. For instance, you know, the Medicare incentive payments, that future looks in doubt, which is certainly different than the recent past. There's been scaling back of other value-based reimbursement mechanisms as well. On the flip side, we're seeing a future trend for bundle payments. I think there were recently released 29, you know, inpatient models and 3 outpatient models. The commercial insurer certainly doing new and innovative things as well. So back to your original question, I think just the complexity of what payment reform means continues to get maybe more challenging than even it has been in the past.
And what about the role of quality? I mean, historically, we had the financials, we had operations, we had quality, and they're all in separate silos. So really two questions. One is, how has the role of quality changed? And two is, do you see a convergence of the silos from the overall perspective?
The absolute right question. So, you know, I think quality is more important than ever. You know, I think everyone believes that quality is going to drive, improved quality is going to drive improved efficiency, improved cost, and all of those type of things. I think, you know, the investments, so, and we all know what's happened in the recent past in healthcare, and that's the merger and consolidation across the country. So, you know, increasing geographic scale, increasing vertical integration, or the, you know, the amount and type of services. All of that, you know, in theory, I think builds financial platform to invest in the types of things, you know, whether they be information technology, improved data. Hopefully you will be able to make better decisions, which will improve quality, which will drive down your costs. So, you know, all of those things are happening, but I don't think a lot of different organizations get about, arrive at those answers and, you know, over different time frames and certainly in different ways. There's no cookie cutter approach in healthcare today.
And how do you balance the fee-for-service model, the way business has been done, you know, with the future market needs focused on value?
You know, I'm chuckling to myself, you know, carefully. Obviously, fee-for-service still drives the largest portion of revenue. It still drives probably the largest portion of margin, which, you know, in this business is already slim for the capital investments that are required. I think that is my before-mentioned mergers and vertical integration. I think you have to be an organization the size that has the ability to make those IT investments, people, process, and technology. So you have to improve the technology. You have to improve the processes around that. I don't think in healthcare we talk enough about people either. We put people in managerial positions that were good clinicians. We don't train them how to manage a budget. We probably don't give them much information technology training. We hire a lot of we have a lot of overtime and hire a lot of temporary staff, which is, you know, expensive. So, you know, we need to, in this industry, I think we need to do a better job of investing in and training our people.
So you mentioned the importance of scale, and you also mentioned the importance of people, process, and technology. You referenced that we're in the labor business. So I think what you're saying is we're in the execution business, and we have to run that through people. And without good and effective execution, we can't achieve our strategic goals. Is that a fair way of summarizing what you said? Am I missing anything?
No, I think it's very fair, and I'll steal someone's quote and apologize. I don't know who it is, but execution's going to, I think, eat strategy every day of the week. You have to have a plan. The market, the healthcare environment's obviously changing with payment reforms and all the things we've talked about, so you absolutely have to have a plan to address those and know where you're going. But I think the thing that I was commenting on the people, process, and technology is you have to wake up every morning and, you know, execute on those type of things, and they can drive just as meaningful of value over the short and midterm.
Jay, I want to thank you for today's discussion. Lots of insights here, and thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.